The conference I went to was the JUMP conference, which was about cross-platform media. So that's online and offline, essentially. One of the most interesting presentations that I saw was by a guy who worked for an insurance company. And they'd set the website up as an e-commerce website, and they were finding that they had lots of people going partway through the buying process and then dropping out, which was obviously quite concerning.
So they were thinking they had a rubbish website?
Yes, essentially. But they did more digging into it, and they actually found out what was happening was that people were getting part of the way through a buying process and either getting confused or getting bored and jumping onto a different sales platform. So that might have been dropping them an email or dropping them a phone call or something like that. So what was interesting from that point of view is that if you just look at the data that you get sometimes from your website, it's not always telling you the full picture. Now that's obviously something that's quite easy for a big multinational company to do. Quite how that applies in a local space, which is essentially where we operate, I don't know, but I would imagine it would be sort of the same.
That we need to make sure we're offering customers lots of options.
Yes, I think so. And also, you know, you need to understand that there's not that simple online world. We don't operate in a very simple place like that as human beings.
Yeah.
We do look at lots of different things. So we might come to your website through Google, but we might do that because we've been interacting with you offline, either in a Yellow Pages ad or, you know, a delivery or word of mouth or something like that.